بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم عنوان حديث شريف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mention رب صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الجوع ورب قائم ليس له من قيامه إلا سهر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام that there are many who fast but they gain nothing from their fast except hunger and there are many of those who stand up at night performing salah But they gain nothing from their salah except staying awake at night. Ulama-i-kiram mentioned and explained the first portion of this hadith that it could have three meanings. That there are many of those who fast but they gain nothing from their fast except hunger. And the first explanation is that a person fasts for the entire day. But when it comes to the time of iftar, he breaks his fast with haram food. So therefore, the thawab of the fast is lost by committing this grievous sin of partaking of haram food. The second explanation which the ulama-i-kiram have mentioned is that a person fasts, but while fasting, he engages in ghibah, in backbiting and slandering people. We find in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two women The news was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they were extremely hungry to such an extent that they had reached such a condition that they were about to die due to excessive hunger. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed that a bowl be brought to them and they be made to vomit in that bowl. When this was done, it was found that flesh had come out from their stomachs. Upon this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that these women had abstained from the halal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, halal food from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they had partaken and engaged in haram. And this was the grievous sin of ghiba, of engaging in backbiting. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined backbiting in the hadith, and he mentioned that it, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَى To mention regarding your brother, behind his back, that which he resents. The Sahaba-i-Kiram, upon this, inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, but what if this evil that we are mentioning regarding our brother is actually found in him? It is a quality, or it is a trait that is in him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is in fact ghibah, this is backbiting. And if that quality, or that bad quality is not found in the person, then that is slandering him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the hadith sharif it is mentioned that ghiba is eating the flesh of your dead brother. We find in the month of Ramadan, this is a very common or bad quality. Many of us are involved in it, that we begin speaking, engaging in conversations, and majority of our conversation is regarding somebody who is not present, who is absent, speaking bad about him. It may start with speaking good, praising this person, but, and then it ends up with but. And then we start speaking ill about him. This is a very serious sin, speaking ill regarding the next person. And the third interpretation regarding this hadith, which the ulama-i-kiram mentioned, is that the person fasted for the entire day, but during his fast, he did not restrain himself from sin. He continued sinning. So he fasted, but the thawab of the fast had been lost. As our Hazrat Maulana mentions, that a person stands under the falls, waterfalls. But when he comes out from there, his bucket is empty. A person asks him that, why is it that your bucket is empty? So he says, no, that my bucket was turned upside down. Or a person has a whole lot of holes in his bucket. So then we will not say that there's something wrong with the waterfall. We'll say that this person had gone under the waterfall, but instead of gaining water, his bucket had holes in it. So this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is showering and descending every second. But if we continue sinning, then we will lose the great value and the great virtue and the great rahmat which is descending in this month. Once Hazrat Mullah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib was traveling with Hazrat Mullah Barar al-Haq Sahib in Saudi Arabia. It was extremely hot. Hazrat Mullah Barar al-Haq Sahib instructed and requested that, why don't you put the air conditioner on in the car? The driver said it is on, but perhaps there's somebody's window that is open. As Rakim Sahib mentioned that when I looked, I saw my window was open. He said, I closed it and immediately thereafter the entire car became cold. Hazrat Mawlana al-Haqsab said, from this we learn a great lesson. That until the window was open, the hot air from outside was coming in. And because of this, we could not feel the coolness of the aircon. But when we closed that window, immediately you felt the coolness of the aircon. He said, in the same way, when we engage in our ibadah, we make tilawat of Quran Sharif, we perform salah, we make dhikr, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is definitely rahmat which is coming, there is nur which is emanating. But if we keep the window of sins open, that through our eyes we commit sins, through our ears we commit sins, then the effect of that ibadah and that dhikr and that tilawat will be lost. So therefore we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us the ability to restrain ourselves in this month of Ramadan and make us of those who gain the great rahmat and virtue in this month of Ramadan. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.